Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, al show Vida en Cero Gravedad, Life in Zero Gravity. Tú sabes las vibras, you know the vibes. By now, I got a very special guest, as usual. And I'm always trying different things. I'm always experimenting, figuring different things out. We're going to see how this comes out this time, you know. This phone has a decent camera. We're just going to see how the phone camera looks. I've done it a couple episodes, just trying it out. Man, my hands look big right here, right? Well, I do have pretty big hands, but actually, like, yeah. Just big hands. You know what they say, big hands, big gloves. But yeah, so I'm going to get into it, man. I got a special guest. You will see them in a moment. But I did want to get into this before I bring my special guest on. So what do you call it, like, when, like, some women have, like, the fupa that, like, makes their pussy stick out in the front, right? I think, is it a fupussy? How do you pronounce that? But you know what I'm talking about. It's like where it's, like, sticking out. Like, it looks like they got a bulge or something. Like, and you think, like, oh, maybe they just got fat pussy lips. But nope, it's fupa just hanging into there, you know? You got the fupa pussy combo pack, you know? What is that, man? I hate to judge, but it just seems like that must just... I know it smells crazy in there. That might have to be the name of this episode. I know it smells crazy in there, but I don't know. It's honestly kind of weird to even have this on here, considering that this is going to be overall a pretty family-friendly episode. So to have this in there is kind of, it's probably some of the more graphic stuff I've done, you know, recently. So man, recently, actually this girl, so she blocked the wrong Zach, and it really threw me off. So I was talking to her, we were supposed to hang out. And she blocked me. And I've had some weird experiences sometimes, like with, like, just women, like, showing a lot of interest, you know, like, sending nudes, like, flirting heavily, and then just disappearing, you know, just weird things like that. And then resurfacing again, disappear, you know, just like the whole cycle. So with her, it's like, you know, we hung out several times. We got intimate. I'm not going to say what we did and all that, but she kept talking about how great of a time she had and how great it was and all this. And so she's in therapy, you know. I'm only saying that because it's relevant to the story. So we're supposed to hang out. I stopped hearing from her. I try calling for her, and I get, like, that voice message where it says, like, the number you are calling is no longer in service. And I'm like, did she block me? And I'm not super proud of this, but I got multiple numbers, right? I don't know why I started doing that. There's some reason why I got multiple numbers. So I have, like, a Google Voice number. Right, and I have, like, a text-free number. I don't really use them like that, but situations like this, I was like, I gotta know. Like, did she really block me? So I call her number on Google Voice. And she, or no, it was on text-free. And it rings. Like, when I was calling it with my regular number, it was going right to voicemail and saying it's no longer, or no, not even to voicemail, saying it's no longer in service. So, when I call on text-free, it actually comes through, which really, I was like, did she block me? And I realized, like, oh, that's what that means. So, I sent, like, a message where I said, you know, I said, you know, if you didn't want to talk anymore, it's fine, but it's kind of messed up to do that, like, on the day where we're supposed to hang out, and you just block me instead of saying anything. And, you know, like, I kind of went on, and I was like, I expected better of you, and I'm honestly really disappointed. I don't think that, I cut a little deep with it, because I said, like, I don't think your therapist will give you this type of advice, you know, because I was just like, this doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense. And then I don't remember everything I said. I'm not going to go word for word with it, but I went on and on, and then she says, "I blocked the wrong Zach." I guess a Zach, like her ex Zach, which is kind of weird, was texting her, and he was annoying her and going on and on. And so she just had both of us texting her at the same time, and she blocked me. And she was wondering why I wasn't texting her. She thought I disappeared. So it was just kind of a funny scenario, you know? And then now we're supposed to hang out again. So it's kind of just funny how that all worked out. But yeah, I was really like, I'm glad that I spoke up for myself. I guess it worked out because I was just gonna let it go and be like, well, I guess that's what happens. But something told me like, I don't think she meant to block me. Like part of my brain was like, I don't think she really meant to block me. I think something's up. Like that doesn't make sense. Like you don't just block someone when you're seem heavily interested, you know, and like nothing really seems wrong. 'Cause you could tell. Like I've been blocked and I'm like, oh, you know, I guess like I could kind of read it. Like there's a girl that blocked me and it was really weird. I talked about it when it happened. It was like she just had to go like abruptly out of nowhere, and then she claimed to have like seen a ghost, like literally seen a ghost. And so the next day I was blocked. And I was like, okay, I guess she got scared or something. I don't know what happened, but you know, I wasn't that surprised. And I wasn't into her anyway, so I guess that makes a difference. It's actually thinking of a way that I could break it off, and then that ghost came through in the clutch. That ghost was clutch. So, yeah, dating's been trash anyway the last few years. It's weird scenarios like that that really just don't make any sense, but what can you do? What can we do? Man, Anderson .Paak should have left that Nate Dogg verse alone, man. He should have left that song alone. I really wanted to like that song, and it's just cheesy. It's like I like both artists. I mean, I love Nate Dogg, you know, and it just, you know, there's a reason why he didn't release that, I think. Not that it's not terrible, it's a little cheesy. It would still probably be one of Bruno Mars's best songs if it was his song, you know, but it wasn't, unfortunately. We're dealing with a higher caliber artist, and now we're dealing with a higher caliber guest.
Hey.
Mrs. Jasmine Young.
Yeah, I know, like, all y'all came for the show just for me. Like, you probably didn't even know, but.
Yeah, this isn't even my show. This is
Well,
Life
yeah,
in
even though it says
Jasmine
Zero Grav
Gravity.
Studio, like.
This is Life in Jasmine Gravity. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah,
I'm just
honestly,
gonna
like,
keep it
y'all
real.
should, subscribe to
Y'all,
be.
subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah. Man, my face looks so good.
That's
Sorry.
right.
Sorry.
It's these
Oh.
jeans. It's
But
these
you're wearing
jeans.
sweatpants.
Yes. So it's these jeans.
Wonder where the jokes come
I'm
from.
so pretty.
Pretty.
My face looks so good. So wait, hold on, phony.
Phony.
We're gonna get into some movie reviews.
Yep.
KZR Reviews. Maybe I should do
Yes.
that. Because I do KZR Sports. But this
You're
is
gonna get
KZR Reviews.
copyrighted.
No, that's me. I made that up.
Oops.
I'll copyright myself. I'm suing myself for using my own material. I'm suing you. I see you on the camera pointing at me. You're sued. You will be
What?
sued.
I am too. I didn't do anything.
Yes, you will be sued.
I gave you the idea
Viciously
to get sued.
sued.
Do you guys want to see these
Look at
brand new kicks?
my twin over here.
Look at my brand new kicks. You see
Look at
this?
my twin's brand new kicks. Look at my girl.
You see that?
Look at my girl.
Like, y'all wish y'all had that,
Yeah,
but
y'all wish you were as
you
pretty
over
as
here with the
us.
Adidas.
Yeah, you over here with them. What are those? You over here with them Walmart aisle 11s, boy.
Sorry, I mean, there's probably like that
no, there's nothing wrong. I don't want to diss the Walmart shoes. They used to have Shaq shoes there. I used to wear those when I played basketball sometimes.
Yeah, they actually
have I would really ball good. People up in my Shaqs.
Shaq.
People getting muscled around. That's when I was throwing people around on the court in my Shaqs. Yeah. I was going hard. I don't think...
Ew.
I was playing I was advanced. I was playing multiple sports at once. I was playing, like, football, wrestling, boxing, and basketball all at the same time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, people were getting mopped up on the court.
I played basketball.
I gave them these dogs. My dogs were barking on them. So, yeah, anyway. KZR Reviews.
Yeah, I did get that part of him.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Give him the hands.
Nope.
Pow.
Okay.
Oh, see? I mean, our hands look the same. Oh, yeah, maybe we should show that. Look at our hands.
Spread your hands up.
We have, like, the same hands.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's so weird. It's genetics. Look at these jeans. Look at this pretty girl.
Oh, that's funny. I'm like wearing jean shorts right now.
She got jean shorts. You don't see that. She got ice cream. What's not to love?
No, it's just ice.
That's ice cream. I see it. It's a bunny and a panda.
This is ice.
And a cherry.
Do you see this invisible ice?
She's because iced out.
My ears closed up.
Do you remember when you said that? I'm iced out, Daddy.
Yeah.
She was iced out that day. I remember that. But, don't think I forgot.
Yeah,
that little was, one.
Honestly, like that was my first time I got iced out. Like
that was your first time of being iced
out. That was such a wholesome moment, and I will never forget that beautiful day.
I think you still have a necklace here, by the way. Actually, yeah, I think these monks are guarding it.
Monks.
These guys.
Oh.
Isn't that your necklace?
Yeah, that's my necklace.
Believe.
Why are you doing that?
I think that's your necklace, right?
Give me my necklace back.
You might have to, like, unhook it, yeah.
Unhook.
That is yours, right?
Where'd the charm go?
Oh, is it not there? Huh. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that your necklace?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Well, you could wear it.
I don't know what's going on.
It's either mine or yours. She does this, she dries my brain. Okay, I snapped out of it. Good. So yeah, wait, reviews.
Y'all see this?
How many, so on this program, we rate out of 11. How many Zeus slaps would you give the Little Mermaid out of 11? Rating from 1 to 11, with 1 being terrible and 11 being zero grav level.
Honestly,
it's a tough one, huh?
Gonna have to think about this one.
You're going to like this.
Oh, my finger. Ew, what happened to it? I couldn't even do that with my own finger. I mean,
Well, yeah, that's not like a natural motion for most people. What would you say?
I'm thinking somewhere between 8.5 and 9.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty high because, like, it's like throughout the movie because it's a pretty long movie. I think it's like 2 hours and...
It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes, but I don't remember.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
It's as long... Actually, I think it's about as long as the Spider-Verse movie, yeah. The new one. So, you would say 8.5 or 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't rate it that highly, but that's okay. We could, it was good.
I think, like the animals.
Yeah, the animals are like a 10.
Those are cool.
The turtles are a 10 out of 11, I would say.
Ew, he picks his nose.
For me.
Ew.
I would I would give it a 7, which is still good.
7, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would give it. But it was more geared, it was more for girls, so it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
But the, oh, also, do you like that one more, or the cartoon one?
Oh, definitely that one.
You like that one more than the cartoon?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like more about it? It's okay if you like it more. I was just curious. Do you like Ariel more? Why do you like her more? Is it because she looks more like you?
Yeah.
That's a good reason. Did you felt like it could be you?
Yep, it kind of looked a little bit like me, but like,
yeah,
it would make sense.
That's a good reason. That makes total sense. I think a lot of girls probably feel like that, like black and brown girls when they see that movie. But the redhead white girls are like, oh, it's not me anymore.
Sorry, MJ.
Sorry, whiteys.
Stop. What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. Sorry, whiteys.
Well, I don't understand what you mean by that, because, like...
I'm just joking.
Okay.
Just kidding. Okay.
This is Material the next movie. Girl. This is Material Girl. Do you guys see this?
So, I already rated this movie, but I think you could rate it. The what? Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Oh, okay, so...
What do you think?
I'm disappointed.
Are you disappointed in it?
Yes. They didn't add all the characters, so I'm hoping there's, like, gonna be a part two.
There definitely is gonna be a part two.
Okay. Because, like, I'm just... that's probably gonna bring my rating up. So, I know this is a very high rating, but I feel like that's, like, definitely a 9.2.
That's good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, honestly, like it was a really good movie, but there's just like a few things.
You just want more of the characters.
Yeah.
I think they were.
Because I feel like it'd be cool if they did like a whole mashup or something. Because like Bowser, I don't know. Like Bowser got out of that like tiny cage. Like I don't know.
That's true.
And I feel like they would have to go to like all of the characters. And help all of them, like, you know, save the world from Bowser.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's going to be a little more realistic and Princess Peach gets captured instead of Bowser
and being killed. Captured. No, she wouldn't get killed.
It's not very...
Not very Mario.
Yeah, because it seems like... Like you said, like, shouldn't a princess have good guards? Because it seems like every Mario game, like, she gets trapped by Bowser.
Yeah, her guards are trash. I mean, they are toads, so I guess that makes sense. But they never protect... I'm like, I didn't even really know she had guards, because they never protect her.
Bowser probably just eats them.
Why wouldn't she hire better guards, right?
I know, like, literally, you could do better than a toad. Like, I'm sorry for, like, all the toads out there, but, like, come on. Like, they're so cute. Like, how could Bowser possibly take them seriously?
So, your favorite character was Peach, right?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character? Oh, you said Eric was your favorite character in the
Little Mermaid. I said Ariel.
She doesn't like when I say Eric.
No, of course not.
She usually likes the girl characters.
That's weird. Why would I... Because if you think about it, there's only a few reasons I could possibly like Eric, and one of the reasons I do not like.
You didn't think he was handsome?
No! Because, no, that's literally so weird. I am a 10-year-old. I'm not even in the 5th grade yet. And no, he's not handsome.
So there's no boys you think are handsome?
No.
Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm sorry, but but when you say it like that.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm just playing.
Can you even spread the fingers apart? That's annoying.
I'm totally terrible at judging like what girls think is handsome, even though other than me, but you know, other than me. Oh,
Okay,
okay. So
three.
now we rated
He
those
picks
two
his
movies,
nose.
right?
He's picking his nose.
But there's one more movie that we saw. Don't
Yeah.
There's one more movie we saw. What movie was that?
Dirty Toto.
The one we saw today. What did we
Oh,
say
oops, sorry.
today? Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
That's what I said.
That's what we saw today.
That's what I said.
You said Dirty Toenail. So,
Bed.
what would, how many
Right
Zeus
hook.
slaps would you
How many
give?
Zeus slaps so you can get my right hook? Bop. Okay, sorry.
Zero. Just kidding. How many Zeus slaps
Not
would you
even on the
give
list. He said
into
wanted.
Across the Spider-Verse?
I don't know. Honestly, like, I feel like I would. Like, it was like a very sad movie, but it was also very interesting. Like, it's sad.
A little bit, huh? It's okay. You can give it your rating, what you would give it. We might have a different score again.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to rate it a little bit less than all of the other ones.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's like a solid 7.85.
That's pretty good. Was it too sad?
Yeah, it's too sad for my liking. My mom would not like that.
You don't think she'd like it?
Actually, she's not emotional anymore.
How's she not emotional anymore? Bappy?
I'm allergic to.
Okay, so you're not gonna believe this, but you know what I would rate
What?
Across the Spider-Verse?
What?
I can't
Two?
believe I'm saying this.
Two?
A 10 out of 11.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Ong.
I thought that the art was so cool. Like all the animation, all the backgrounds, all the characters,
Yeah,
the
honestly,
different art styles.
yeah, I liked that, like, especially when they're going super fast, like, it kind of reminded me of Puss in Boots.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
It was like
it was
that.
kind of
They did the same type of
like,
thing.
yeah, it's kind of like 2D and 3D or
Yeah, and
something.
it was like a comic book, you know?
Yeah,
It felt
and
like a comic book.
it makes sense because.
Seriously, it was like just as good as the first Spider-Verse movie. Don't do that.
Ew, your dogs are up.
My dogs are out. Woof woof. She calls
Stop.
these my dogs, my
No,
feet.
don't show. No, your viewers are gonna be like, Bear.
I know I'm gonna get demonetized for my dogs.
No.
My dogs are gonna get me
One,
demonetized.
two. Oh, I got an eyelash.
Be careful with that thing. You definitely have my
Did I
eyelashes.
get it? You guys want to see all the teeth I lost?
She looks like a Texan.
Stop.
She looks like
That's
a Texan.
offensive.
Hey, Tex. Well, Texans a lot of times don't like California, so.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason. I think they're jelly. I think they're just jelly. So, how was your school year? Your school year's over now. How was it? Your thoughts.
I don't know.
You're not sure?
Nope. Like, honestly, like, I feel like third grade was probably the best year in school so far. I'm gonna say so far because I don't know. But as I get older, the work gets harder, so that's so far. I don't know.
Does that make it hard?
Yeah. I don't know if I should say so far, because like third grade is just like such a fun time where the math wasn't hard.
I'm glad you liked it.
And I could just understand everything so easily. And I did it.
What were some of your highs and lows of the year for your school year?
Of this year?
Of your school year.
Of my school year?
Mm-hmm.
Like the one that I had.
Yeah, just ended.
Oh, okay. Well, I made a lot of new friends, and I don't know, I feel like they just changed the school too much. I'd like it more if they would have just, like, not changed the school so much.
Mm.
Because, like, all the teachers are new, all the food's new, which new is a bad thing.
All the beards are weird.
Only the high schoolers have beards.
Are you of high schoolers?
Yeah. It goes pre-K to 12th grade.
That school looks so small to have,
I know.
Like all those grades.
But we do have portables. So that's where like all the elementary goes. And then there's like are we on a call? What is that? Can I end the call?
No.
Sorry.
I don't have to. I'm gonna watch you.
Ew! Excuse me? Watch this right hook. Oh, wait, you can't. I'm gonna punch you in your
eye. Left, right, night, night. Left, right, night, night.
Can we edit that out or something?
Left, right, night, can you night.
Bro, this is. Your dogs. I landed on your dogs.
You landed on my.
Stop. That's disgusting.
My feet are clean. I just washed them. They're totally clean.
Their feet.
But they're clean.
Their feet.
I don't get my feet dirty. I'm a good boy.
Their feet.
Anyway.
Your dogs are good boys.
My dogs.
Stop.
Strictly for my dogs.
Stop.
So what do you want to do this summer?
I want to do stuff.
Eat a lot of candy?
I always do that.
Do you eat more candy in California than Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, easily?
You couldn't even finish your sentence. Yes.
Jeez. Need to chill.
Hope my mom isn't watching.
You ate a lot of... I hope not either.
I don't think she will.
You ate a lot of popcorn today. I don't think she is. If she was, she probably would be annoyed by most of the episodes, I would think.
Yeah. Why do people hate watch? Like, that's just weird. Like,
I don't get it. I don't even
get a job.
I only want to watch stuff that I like. I don't care to hate watch anything, honestly.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, whenever people say that and whenever they, like, write... like, rude comments. And this is for all of, like, the YouTubers out there. Like, everybody who's, like, trying to, like, start, like, a, like, social media and, like, get on there and try to be famous or, like, even making music. Like, if they like, say, ew, this is bad, or, like, they just write hate comments, like, they're making you more famous.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're even making them money. Like, by commenting, maybe.
Yeah, I think about that, because there's some stuff I don't like, and I'm like, I don't even want to comment on this, because I don't want to give them more attention.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because then people are going to reply to you, like, about their opinions, and then it's going to make the video blow up, because more people are watching it.
Yeah. So, you're right.
Like, if you're, like, one of the people that hate comments, like, I don't mean this in a rude way, but, like...
I mean it in a rude way.
Go... Stop. I'm sorry. I was about to say something rude, but like, go get a job.
Go get a job, you losers.
Go get a life.
Go get a life, you losers. Stop living in your mom's basement.
Stop. Stop. Don't
get out of your mom's basement.
Stop.
You losers. I'm mad. My life sucks, so I'm just going to be rude about it to everyone because I hate myself.
Stop.
I'm a big baby.
Stop.
I need to tear everyone down.
Stop.
Try to bring them to my level.
Stop.
But I suck way more than them, so they'll never be as low as me.
Stop. You're gonna get debunked. We can edit that out, right?
I know if there's gonna be all these people comment. I'm not gonna edit it out. I hope they watch this. I hope they listen to every motherfucking word.
Stop.
I didn't say a bad word.
Why'd you... Okay, so if you didn't say a bad word, then why'd you have to censor yourself? Huh?
Because I... There you go. I censored myself. Meaning, I didn't say a bad word.
I didn't say I was going to give you right hook. Oh! I saw...
You and these right hooks.
That was a left hook. Oh,
but I've never hit you like that. Clarify for the camera. I never give you a left right good night.
No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't. Like, honestly, like, he's the best dad in the world. Like, if you honestly, like go get his autograph, like, do so.
No.
Would you like to see Pauline's picture? Sick. Like, I'm an amazing show drawer. Him that. And, like, I know y'all are probably jealous. Y'all are like, oh my gosh, so pretty, so pretty, just like my face.
They're going to hate watch this. I suck at drawing, so I'm going to hate on this.
Yeah. Hate on my drawing.
My life sucks.
Hate on my drawing. Honestly, do y'all want some gum?
I'm a fat loser in my mom's basement.
Stop. Okay. So, like, all the hate watchers out there, like, do you want some really sticky gum? Like, it tastes so good. It's very sticky gum. There you go. Eat up.
Eat it.
It's too sticky. I can't hate anymore. Oh.
So. How do you like having a little brother? Speaking of hate watching. Just kidding. How do you like having a little brother? What's it been like? Do you enjoy it?
Nice. Most of the time.
Do you like it? Is it fun? Like.
Most of the time.
What's bad about it? Is it the crying?
Dog! Ooh! Every time he cries, he sounds like a car horn. It's like,
does he cry loud?
Yeah, sometimes he cries at like 12 in the morning when I'm trying to sleep. So I'm like, I could scream too.
Do you ever scream back? Like, do you make fun of his cry? Don't do that.
No, I don't. It's like, I just scream in my pillow. I'm like,
you do that?
Yeah. But it's just because I'm having a bad day or something. And sometimes it's just because, like, I'm annoyed. And, like, sometimes I'm just
mad at Baby. You're like, quiet, Baby.
Sometimes I'm just trying to watch a good video and all I hear is,
Does he cry a lot?
Yeah, people say he's a good baby. I guess to my mom and Paul and everybody else, he's a good baby. I mean, he's a good baby. That's what everybody says.
It's okay. It's a lot. I mean, you're allowed to have, like, opinions about it. It's a big change for you to have
but
a brother.
But honestly, siblings are, like, sometimes...
You didn't have a brother for, like, 9 years.
I'm 10, though.
9 and a half years. I know, but he was born when you were still 9, though.
Oh.
Silly.
Silly? How's my right hook,
he's
silly?
He was born when you were like 9 and a half, pretty much. Little over. You know. See, yeah. Almost 9 and 7 months.
Do people
he was
actually...
born like right at the end of August, right?
What is 99%?
Oh, that's how much is uploaded, which is good. That means there's a good connection.
Oh, so does that mean that like the bomb's gonna go off?
No, no bombs. Well, I'm glad you like having a little brother bombs. Overall.
Yeah.
It's a big change, I know.
Yeah, I mean, like.
You'd probably, you know. Well, I don't want to put any assumptions.
I just kind of prefer a baby sister, but don't tell Babby that I said that.
Well, you don't know. Maybe you wouldn't like having a baby sister that much. You never know. Maybe it is nice to have a brother.
I don't know. I feel like I could just understand a baby sister more because I'm a girl.
It's not that different, honestly. I mean, especially when they're babies. It's they both would cry. They both would cry a lot. It would.
Yeah,
A girl might even cry more. I don't know.
Really?
It's possible.
It's weird.
I feel like girls express themselves more than boys for sure. So, mm-hmm. In general, it's a general thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, some boys express themselves more than girls.
Why don't you hit me with your pet shark?
Hit me with your pet shark. Fire away. Hit me with your pet shark. Okay, so.
Why don't you hit me?
I was gonna, Oh, should I have more kids? That was my question.
I'm enough.
You think? You don't want me to have any more? What if I have a little girl? Baby sister.
That's fine. I don't think I could deal with any more boys.
Are you tired of having a boy?
Ooh. What?
It is a lot, I'm sure.
I hope Babby's not too Gen Z and figures out how to use a phone.
He's, well, you guys, I think, are you Gen Z or Gen Alpha? I don't know, either way.
Gen Z?
I don't know. I'm close to Gen Z, actually, myself.
Oh, sorry. Would you like to see Jake?
Oh, we can't show that. That's copyright. No, it doesn't. No, it'll be fine.
Would you like to see?
Don't pull. No, I'm turning the camera away now. What else was I going to ask you?
Would you like to see Mario?
Who?
Mario, the super uncle.
What? There he is. Hey, bruh, it's Mario. Mario, bruh.
Okay, now this is Daddy Kong.
No. None of these copyright. Nothing to say here. Nothing to say. Okay, crochet needle. Ooh. Crochet needle. Who cries louder, Babby or Auntie Anne?
Let me think about this for a good hot minute.
Who cries louder? Who cries more?
Well, Anna, she like screams.
She
like,
does.
She's like,
I witnessed that.
Yeah, it's like a deafening scream.
That was pretty intense. See what I was saying about you never know if you had a little sister.
Yeah.
What? Honestly, that probably would be what your little sister would be like.
Oh!
So who do you find harder to deal with? Auntie Anne or Babby?
Well, I feel like I'm just not around Anna enough to know, like, how to deal with her.
Yeah, but you've been around her, like, a decent amount, right?
So, yeah.
What would you say?
Like, just crying-wise?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro. Would you like to see, Belda?
None of these copyrighted toys, by the way. Nothing to say here.
Would you like to see,
Nothing to say here.
Would you like to see Newto?
Nothing to say here.
It's Newto.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, who do you think cries louder or more?
Cries more?
Who cries more first?
Dang it, tough? This is so hard.
It's tough. That's what I was thinking. It's like it's babies. They all cry a lot because they can't talk. So they cry when they feel uncomfortable or they want something.
Yeah. So Sometimes I don't really like that.
That's what they be doing. Who cries louder?
I don't know. They both cry loud.
Babby's like an alarm. But
yeah.
Anne just like screams, right, Anna?
Yeah, she's just like,
I witnessed some of that when I picked you up. I was like, whoa, baby's loud.
Yeah, she has,
But remember, she's your aunt. You have to listen to everything she says.
She's... Yeah, my friend, she has, like, an uncle that's, like, 3 years old. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm thinking
about that. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just scared that she's gonna get older. That she's gonna be like, nah, you can't do that.
Right?
Who said that?
Oh, so no. What is...
Are we going to get copyrighted for...
No, I'm just messing around. I don't think we'll get copyrighted for anything. So what is your current favorite movie? Silly. Oh. What do you think? What's your favorite? What do you watch the most?
When I go to sleep, I watch Matilda.
Matilda?
Matilda.
What's Matilda?
Matilda is the non-copyright name.
I'm just messing around. We're not going to copyright.
Why?
You watch Matilda, really?
Yeah.
That's the movie you like?
Mm-hmm.
Like the one from the 90s?
No, I like the new one. I mean, the 90s one is cool, but...
Which one? I don't even think I've seen the new one. What is it? Is it live action?
Ooh! Ooh!
We have to watch it? Do you want to watch that one?
Say less. Let's watch it after this podcast. I mean, God.
We're going to sleep after this.
Ew, the heck is sleep?
Yeah, so that's your favorite movie?
I don't know. That's the one I watch the most, but I usually just fall asleep to it because there's so many songs and I need background music.
That makes sense.
In order to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, this is Kick Pook Pook.
Whoa. Well, now, so what would you say is your least favorite movie?
Hotel Transylvania, Transformania.
Which one is that?
That's like the newest Hotel Transylvania they made.
Is it
they
bad?
Changed, yeah, they changed the actor for Dracula. They changed the whole entire animation thing.
Because really?
It's Sony Pictures Animation. And they used to, I don't know what type of animation they used before, but now it looks so weird. Like, like all of the monsters transform into humans. And,
What?
Yeah, they made the Invisible Man, like, he's ugly.
He's visible now?
Yeah. It's just the man now, because, Griffin.
Did you watch all the movies?
Yeah.
All the hotel, but you don't like that one?
Mm-mm.
Dang.
I think my favorite one is probably the first one.
I actually saw the first one.
No, the third one. Third one, OMG.
That one was bomb.
Oh my dog.
Oh my glob.
Oh my god.
Oh my glob, bro. You silly.
Would you like to see a...
Jasmine, did you know I have tentacles?
Would you...
One,
no, stop,
two,
stop.
Three,
stop.
Four, five.
Stop. He does this a lot.
Well, I just made it
would
up.
Would you like to see a one down mushroom?
One down mushroom?
Yeah.
Don't get me sued. Don't you get me sued. Don't get me
Would
sued.
You like to see Blake, the blue dog?
Okay, we're turning away now.
No! No!
Now let's see what else I have on the agenda for you.
Would you like to see Pinkachu?
So if you could have any superpower, what would it be if you could pick a superpower?
Oh, my glob. Sorry.
Would you turn to a glob?
No.
Is that what you would do?
That's horrible.
That would be a terrible power.
I could turn it to a blob. Oh! Sorry.
So what would you pick?
Do you laugh at your own laugh?
I laugh at my own jokes sometimes. What? what superpower would you
like
pick?
To see Blake, the blue dog?
Stop that. No. Do you know what superpower?
Would you like to see a Lynn?
Would you like to pick a superpower?
What are my choices?
Any power.
No, that makes it harder. Right.
Just any power. Like, what power have you seen where you're like, I want that power out of all the powers?
Right hook power. Sorry.
Like One Punch Man?
No. I don't know. Telekinesis seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then maybe talking to animals, which I can kind of... No, I can understand animals, okay?
You understand aminals?
You understand this right hook? Blah! Sorry.
Left, right, good night. Night-night. Oh, night-night.
Your dog. Ah!
My dogs. My dogs. My dogs are barking. Okay, what else are we going to do here? I have more for you. Don't worry. Have no fear.
Have no fear.
How did you get so good at basketball?
I don't know, honestly. I was really young the first time I tried, so I think I probably got a lot taller and I understood how to throw more. Because I used to just do granny shots.
Yeah, I felt like you figured it out more.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love basketball. Like, I play. I actually ask him to play every day.
Dearson?
Because, who?
Your cousin?
No, you.
Hugh.
You.
Oh, me, yeah, me.
You! Who is Hugh? Is that the colors?
I thought you said Hugh. There are people named Hugh.
No!
It's a real name. I don't think I've ever met any, but there are people named
Hugh. There's somebody named Jesus, which it's spelled like G.
Yeah, that's common.
No, J-E-Z-C-C. Oh! Next question.
Jesus Cristo.
You like to see Marlene.
That's Marlene.
Yep, Marlene right here. Don't
mind. Super Mario.
Superb Mario. No, Supreme.
Supreme Mario.
Supreme Mario.
Yeah, that's what it's from. Are you excited for the Lemon Festival?
Yes.
Did you like that farmer's market?
Sorry, I got the chills.
You got too excited, huh?
I need to...
She got too excited.
I need to... What'd you say?
I was asking if you were excited about the Lemon Festival.
I'm excited about this right hook. Bop! No, sorry.
No more right hooks. That's enough. We've had enough right hooks for one show. What do you remember about the Lemon Festival last year?
Oh, wait. You said this was a show? How about you show the show my right hook? Bah! Oh, no! Sorry. Okay. Yes.
What do you remember about it last year? Like, what was your favorite thing last year?
The band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Would you want to watch that again?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know if they'll have the same band. Seems like they might, though, because I feel like they were really popular.
Pretty cool, man.
And we could get those weird foods.
Would you like to see,
Oh, and if there's any necklaces, we could get something probably.
Okay.
Oh, there's gonna be rides. You wanna go on the Lemon Festival rides?
Yeah. Oh, would you like to see, the blue... No.
No, this copyrighted nonsense.
Okay, would you like to see the lollipop brand called, Fum Fums?
Fum Fums, yes. No, no copyright.
would you like to see,
So what's, Oh, I forgot what I was gonna ask you. Let's see. Oh, what do you think Pride Month is?
You already told me.
I didn't really tell you.
Oh, it's like, I don't know how to explain it.
You asked me what it was, and I kind of said like one thing, but
It's like
it was something you already knew.
when girls date girls and boys date boys.
That's what you think? Yeah, pretty much. Have you ever heard of girls, people who, they might be born with girl parts or boy parts, but they feel like let's say it's someone born with boy parts, but they feel like a girl. They want to become a girl. Have you ever heard of that? So that's another thing. Or like the same with like a someone born with like girl parts, but they want to, like they feel like a boy. So that's part of it too. That's part of the pride. And there's other people who don't feel like either one. They just, or sometimes they feel like one, sometimes they feel like the other. But like they like,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
interesting.
So there's a lot of different. It's kind of like sometimes people are really mean, or a lot of times people are really mean to those people.
Why?
I don't know. I think they're scared.
Why the what?
Think they're scared because a lot of times people are scared of people who are different.
They're jealous.
Maybe. Why do you think they're jealous?
Would you like to see mine's yellow
No, they're not
custard?
jealous of that. Okay, we don't have to talk about that. I just thought it was interesting because you asked me what it was, and I didn't even know you would have heard about it. But yeah,
Yeah,
that's
a lot of Roblox games, like,
have
they
Pride
say,
Month.
yeah, they say that Happy Pride Month.
So you've been seeing it a lot. What do you think about it?
Well, I think that people should be rude to other people just because, like who they want to date and like who they want to be.
Yeah, I think
'Cause
so.
that's just like that's just so rude. Like, now I can see why people are like, you're canceled for assuming my gender. Because, like, that's so rude.
Yeah, and I mean, some people are probably, like they might just be doing it for attention, but
Yeah,
I don't think most people are doing that for attention.
because, like, if you feel that way, then, like, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different.
Would you like to see mice breakers?
See what?
Mice breakers.
Oh my goodness. Let's see what this
Mice
is.
breakers flowers.
Mice breakers flowers. I'll show them. If I get demonetized, you have to pay me.
What? I'm broke.
So, well, it's gonna be. You have to save up for a while, save up some of that birthday money, lose some teeth.
Lose your own teeth with my right hook.
No.
Bah! Sorry.
So let's see what else we got. I only got a few more things for you. What is dating like at your school? Any hot goss?
Nope. Why'd you sue into my mouth like that? No, let me do it on you because you've never showed your face here. Any hot goss? Any hot gossip?
Any hot goss on the dating world?
No.
Who's dating
Not really.
who? Do the boys hate the girls? Do the girls hate the boys?
There's only this one girl. I'm not gonna mention her name, but like, I don't know. She just, like, I don't know. She like said that, like, I don't know. She says that she likes a lot of people. And then she like goes to the next person each time. And then she's like, "Hey, dude, do you want to be my girlfriend?" And then she goes to the next person. And then she says that she like did like dated somebody for a dare or something. And,
That's silly.
no.
That's not how that works.
But she told me why she did it, but it was
Why?
actually pretty sad.
Why?
I'm not gonna say it on camera.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, okay.
That's what she told me.
That is sad. Okay, so do you feel like Babby is more Texan than you? He does only have 4 teeth.
Well, I only have 4 teeth up here. Do you guys see that?
Yeah, like, she lost some teeth, but you got more than 4. He only has like these 2 and these 2, right? That's pretty Texan of him.
Stop. You guys will see
my face. Hi y'all. Does Babby say hey y'all?
No, he can't talk.
I was just kidding. He can't talk. He just learns to talk.
And you can't talk either off this right hook.
Okay, no more of these right hooks.
I can't stop.
So is there anything else you want to say? I have some other segments to do, but you don't have to do those.
Would you like some McCormick black pepper?
I guess not. So
Look at it.
Let's get into it. I'm gonna get into KZR Sports. Beep 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 beep. So all it takes to smoke some nugs is a little heat. The Miami Heat even the series against the Denver Nuggets 1-1. They beat the Nuggets tonight 111-108. Smoking on that Nuggets pack. And I gotta tell you, I am pretty annoyed with this Jokic writing. Honestly. He doesn't play defense. I don't understand how you're 7 feet tall and your defense is that bad. It's like, all you gotta do is stand straight up, stick your hands up, and you'll get blocks automatically. Like, how am I getting blocks on the court and this fool doesn't? How? Like, it's just it just shows you how much people value the offensive side of the game. Because on the radio this week, they were saying he's a top 12 to 15 player of all time. And I'm like, he hasn't won anything. Like, he's cool. You know, he's a good offensive player. Good player. He hasn't won anything yet. Like, yeah, he won some MVPs. Okay. Those are kind of questionable, right? But they're talking about he's the best player in the world. Like, he, you know, they do that every season, I swear. There's always, like, a new best player in the world, you know. So, whatever, man. Nothing against Jokic. I just always get annoyed with the D writing, you know. They always do it. Like, there's a hot new thing, and everybody has to just have, like, they gotta be there first, so they jump out the window with these crazy takes like he's a top 12 to 15 player. Like, please, bro. Anyway, yeah, they even the series 1-1. I'm rooting for the Heat. Usually I don't say who I'm rooting for unless it's like obvious, like it's one of my actual teams. But I've just I don't know, something about that team. It's like, I don't care if the Nuggets win. I don't care for that team, you know. It's going to be hilarious to watch, like, these people in L.A., which there are a lot of bandwagoners in L.A., I'm not going to lie. So, if I see people in Nuggets gear, I'm going to laugh my ass off, because I seen, like, 3 Nuggets fans in my whole life. Same thing with the Chiefs, that's been hilarious to watch. It's like, I saw, like, 3 Chiefs fans my whole life, all of a sudden I see Chiefs fans all the time now. Where were y'all at when they were trash? You probably ain't ever even been to Kansas City. I always find that weird. Like, how are you a fan of a team? You've never been to their games. You've never even been to that city or even that state a lot of times. And somehow you're a fan of that team. It's just odd, man. But anyway, I digress. So, the Dodgers lost to the Yankees in the series. Not too much to talk about. I mean, they played pretty well. They lost, like, some competitive games. It happens. They lost the series 2-1. So they won one game and they lost these other two. And I think the Yankees now have a better record than them, or it's very similar, their record, but I mean, it's different leagues, so it's not like they overtook them in the standings or anything. But yeah, interesting weekend. Was there any other sports I wanted to get into? Oh, I just want to say, stop talking about the damn NFL. There's not going to be an NFL game played for a very long time, and how do we have year-round NFL coverage? Like, there's nothing interesting to talk about. It's like pre-draft, post-draft. Like, I don't care. It doesn't start until, like, nobody even cares about the preseason. It doesn't start till September, like the main season, the regular season. Why are we talking about this in like May and June? Like, who cares? How do people care this much? Like, there's nothing going on. Nothing at all going on. Like, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, I digress. That'll do it for KZRO Sports this week. Be sure to tune in next week for more sports. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. I need real love, not imitation. My love is pure, no discrimination. I don't want no half-hearted lady. Someone else is discarded crazy. I need somebody that loves me for me. I don't want to look back and be 40, still not knowing something unconditional. I don't want love that's only just positional. Somebody only after residual. Ladies free to be individuals. Girls who love themselves in the truest sense. Who feeds me food for thought nutrients. I want to be treated like I deserve. One on the right path who won't try to swerve. I want a real one with a fat booty. One who I love who can give that to me. I can't be the only one. I'll be there when you're lonely, hun. I want to give you all the mix. No catches, no politics. I can't be the only one. I'll be here when you're lonely, hun. I wanted to give you all the mix. No catch, 22s, no politics. That's right. That's our show. So you know, KZRO with Big Zero. Appreciate you listening. I appreciate Astro Alicorn, Jazzy for coming on with me. Always great. I'm so excited to have her back here. Gonna be an incredible summer. Be prepared, be ready. And yeah, I got so much planned. We're gonna have so much fun. It's really my favorite time of my life is when she's here with me. So I'm really looking forward to making the most of that and just enjoying ourselves. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This was a really fun episode, and we'll be back next week. Much love.